for Dinner Bear with Black Bear Diner's brand new wow size 14 ounce USDA Choice Porterhouse Steak Dinner. Served with veggies and your choice of side, including our brand new house made creamy cheddar cheese mac and cheese. This dinner will fill your plate and your belly. Get it now at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Presented by RoofMax and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the projects done around your house, your home, your apartment, your condo, your yurt, whatever you live in. We are here to help you make it better, make it more beautiful, get the jobs done quicker, faster. Help you if you're a do-it-yourselfer from becoming a do-it-to-yourselfer. Help you find a pro if you want to go that route. That's what we do. In fact, we've been doing this a long time, as evidenced by today's episode number, Leslie, 2,200. Can you believe
we've
done 2,200 shows?
I cannot.
Wow. Oh, man. 2,200. Yeah, crazy. But you know what? It's great to have a job that you love what you do, and that's how we feel about this. We love home improvement. We love helping you get the projects done every day. We love seeing the questions and the comments that come in. So if you are enjoying this show, and we hope you are, we'd appreciate it if you would leave us a 5-star review on Apple or Google or however you listen. And if not, you can keep it all to yourself. How about that?
Yes, we're accepting. I love them. They're so helpful. We like those.
5 stars. Well, coming up on today's show, can you just not wait for those spring flowers to bloom? I mean, I am pretty psyched about this, and we're going to help with tips about how to get a color-filled garden going immediately, no matter where you live.
I mean, it's weird. I still want to be skiing, but I totally appreciate all the flowers, so I will accept spring very happily. Also ahead, if you find that your cakes are salty and your meatloaf is sweet, what you might be lacking is not cooking skills, but the right lighting in your kitchen. We're going to share some tips to brighten that space so, you know, you'll pick the right ingredients for the right recipes and help you become an even better cook.
And also ahead, we're going to highlight some of our favorite earth-friendly home improvement ideas to help you save energy, water, and money.
All right, and the clock is ticking down to Memorial Day. I'm ready to kick off the summer. I can't wait for the hot weather. I like it either to be really cold or super warm. I'm okay with this in between, but those are the two I love. So let's get to Memorial Day where we can officially kick off summer. What are you working on? How can we help get your Money Pit in tip-top shape so you can have those awesome barbecues again?
You can get in touch with us at moneypit.com/ask. Download the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask. If you've got a question, post it to the app. You will be among the first to get a response from us. But for now, let's get to it. Leslie, who is first?
Marge in New Jersey is on the line with a kitchen question. How can we help you today?
I have a carousel in the kitchen for the kitchen cabinets. And the shelf, the top one, is dropped a lot. And I can't figure out how to go about to secure it, or how in the world do you repair something like that?
So is this sort of like what we would call a lazy Susan, like sits inside of a cabinet and spins around?
Yes, and holds the pots and pans.
They take a lot of wear and tear, don't they, Marge? I mean, over all those years?
Sure. Does it have to be replaced, or can it be repaired?
Well, it depends. I mean, the first thing you do is clean that cabinet out and take the existing carousel apart. Now, if the mechanism itself, like the ball bearings, have fallen apart, there's a bracket between the carousel and the bottom of the cabinet that has like two plates on them, and they spin on ball bearings. If that access has broken down, which it could over many years, you know, that has to be replaced. And the thing is that those parts are all available, especially for those old cabinets. You can usually find them online if you research them. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to take that whole thing apart and then rebuild it. Now, this might be a job for a carpenter or a cabinet maker or somebody that's just handy enough to be able to tackle this. But I find that when I look at something like this, that cabinetry will speak to me. It will tell me how it went in and what has to be done to take it apart. If you look at it very carefully, you can usually figure it out, because somebody put it in to begin with, and there's got to be a way to disassemble it. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does. Now, since there are two levels, one on the bottom and one on the top, the ball bearings would be in the bottom level, so that if I start unscrewing everything, where would I find them? Does it make a difference if it's a two-shelfer? There's one shelf way on the bottom, then there's the space, and then you have another shelf.
Right. I don't think it makes a difference, because I think it's all part of the same assembly. And the ball bearings are going to be on the bottom, not the top. The top, it may have like an access point, like an axle, but the spin is going to be under where all the weight is. Okay, so that's the side of it. Does this carousel still move, or is it too stiff?
No, it still moves.
It still moves. What part of it is broken, Marge?
The actual shelf itself, the top shelf, appears to have dropped about 8 inches.
All right. So here's what I would do. If it was just the top shelf that dropped, I would look for a way to repair that top shelf. And I can't tell you exactly how to do it, but probably figure out a creative way. If that's dropped down, if it's sitting like on a center column, then they have to get something up underneath that to support it.
Okay. All right. So that's what I'll do.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right. Now we've got Lee, who reached out to us through moneypit.com/ask or through the app. So this is awesome, and it's a Vox Pop recording. So let's listen to Lee.
I have cement board siding on the exterior of my home. I have a German Shepherd puppy that gnawed the corners off of four pieces of the siding in the middle of a wall. The corner, what I mean by corners, it's about a triangular corner about an inch deep on each board. Obviously, I can't remove the board off the home, so how do I repair that to get it looking somewhat normal?
So, Lee, I think repairing the damage really is going to depend on how much of it is actually physically gone. If it's a small area, which I think is what you're describing, there's a product called Wood Epox. That's Wood, E-P-O-X. It's a two-part product, and basically you take a scoop out of each one. It comes in like 2-pint-sized containers. You take a little scoop out of each side, and you kind of mush it together. It's like a putty, and you keep smashing it. You keep mixing it, and that actually activates it. And then you use this putty to reform those corners. Now, depending, usually it's difficult where you have surfaces that are adjacent like that, where you're going to have some differential movement, but might be worth a shot. But you can reform those corners. Now, the thing that's cool about Wood Epox is once it dries, you can sand it, you can chisel it, you can saw it. It basically works just like wood, and then, of course, you're going to have to paint it. Now, the other part of this, though, is that you say that you obviously can't remove the siding. Well, you actually can remove the siding. It's not an easy project, but it can be done. It's done all the time. And typically the way that happens is the first piece comes off, and that usually comes off and it is damaged and it can't be replaced. I mean, it depends if it's clapboard, for example. I'll give you a trick of the trade for clapboard siding. If you have nails that go through the clapboard, what I do in a case like that is I take a very long, thin nail set, and I drive the nail all the way through the first board and the second board underneath that. And then what that does, it tends to release that board that's like tucked up under there, and you could take it out. And then what you could do is you could cut in a new piece. And what I would do is I would stagger the joints. So if the first piece, maybe you're going to only put like a 2-foot piece on the end of the building, the second layer down, you might put that joint at 4 feet. from the end of the building and so on, so that they're not like on top of each other. So you may need some professional help with that if this isn't making sense to you, but I can tell you that it does happen all the time and it can be repaired that way. But if you want to give the wood epox a shot first, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You're not going to make it any worse, and maybe it'll work for you.
All right, now maybe this is going to last long enough so that puppy gets out of that chewing phase, and then it stays looking good because it's going to last.
It could be worse. I mean, you could be chewing your shoes.
You know, it could be your shoes. You're right. You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they're going to handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you ready to see some signs of spring? Well, we are too. We'll have tips to jumpstart your garden and get those flowers blooming when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Dice Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit Pavestone.com. That's Pavestone.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as 1 day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as 1 day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as 1 day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest from start to finish or connect you to a top pro who can. So start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download that free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I am Leslie Segretti. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So get some help with your home projects when you follow the Money Pit podcast.
With fresh episodes every Monday and Thursday, you'll learn how to tackle your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever.
Lauren, Mississippi is dealing with a very humid home and has a lot of moisture in the walls. What's going on? Tell us about it.
I was calling to find out what do you have to do to keep, like, moisture build up on the walls and the inside of the house that could turn maybe to mold, mildew. What do you have to do to keep that away?
So I think it's a combination of things, Laura. I mean, first of all, if you have air conditioning, you want to make sure you're running it consistently because air conditioning happens to be a pretty good dehumidifier. Secondly, if you have ventilation fans, these would be in your bathrooms and also in your kitchen, make sure, absolutely sure they're venting outside and not recirculating moisture back into the house in the case of a recirculating, say, fan, exhaust fan above your stove, or in the bathrooms, just dumping it like into the attic. Make sure it's moving that moisture outside. Now, if it's still excessively humid, there's a couple of things you can do outside your house. The more water that collects at the foundation of your house, the more moisture is going to end up on the inside of your house because it evaporates into that space. So make sure you're checking your gutters and your downspouts and getting that water away, making sure the soil slopes away. And then finally, if you're still having a lot of humidity issues, you can install a piece of equipment that is called a whole home dehumidifier. Now, it's not like the dehumidifiers that usually are, you know, maybe 2 foot by 3 foot. They sit in the corner and they have like a bucket you have to like empty every now and again. It's not like that. A whole home dehumidifier fits into your HVAC system. It's installed professionally, but these things can take out like 90 to 100 pints of water a day. So hopefully some of those suggestions will help you dry up this house.
Lester in Tennessee is on the line with a squeaky, noisy floor situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I got some a split-level house, and the master bedroom and the garage are on the ground floor, and right above the on the second floor, the floorboards squeak when you walk. It's carpeted flooring, and as you walk across the floor, you can tell exactly where that person is heading and what they're doing based on the squeak in the floor, and because it's over the master bedroom, my wife has a hard time sleeping when I'm upstairs walking around and vice versa. So we need a resolution.
So now, the reason why you're getting a squeaky noise is because there's some movement between the subfloor and the joist. So when somebody steps now, you've got nails that have backed up and you've got the, you know, the subfloor and the joist sort of rubbing together, which is giving you that squeaky sound. Now, with the carpet, totally not the end of the world. You do need to be able to identify, though, where those squeaks are coming from, and you'll sort of have to do this in tandem. One person in the master bedroom, one person upstairs sort of stepping so you can kind of isolate where the sound is. And once you know where that sound is coming from, now you have to locate exactly where that joist is under the carpet and under the subfloor, because what you need to do is reattach that subfloor to that joist. And you can do that once you know exactly where everything is. With a nail, you know, that's totally fine, and you'll have to use a nail, unfortunately, because of the carpet situation, and you'll hammer it actually through the carpet, reattaching the joist and the sheathing, and then once you've got that all put together, you sort of grab the rug by the nap and lift up, and you'll sort of pop that nail through the carpet, and just it'll still do its job of connecting the joist to the underlayment. Does that make sense?
And the type of nail that you use is important. You want to use a galvanized finish nail. Galvanized because it's rough on the outside and has more holding power, and finish nail because it has the smallest kind of head. And this way the nail can be driven through the carpet, or the carpet can be pulled up through the nail head, and you won't see it when it's done. And one more tip, when you're looking for that floor joist, you could use one of the newer, like the Stanley stud sensors that are available today. Super accurate, and they can go pretty deep into a floor. So they'll go through the carpet, through the subfloor, to locate exactly where those joists are, because it's really critical that when you place that nail, you know that you're going to hit the floor joist underneath.
Okay, great. And those are new on the market, because I have some older ones. You think I need to buy something or rent something?
The stud sensors?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're new and they're pretty expensive. They start at about $20, but you can certainly try the one you have, and if it doesn't work, then you can go out and pick up a new one.
$20 is probably worth the sleep that my wife's not getting.
Exactly. Lester, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, it's spring, time to plant the seeds that will become the beautiful blooms of summer. But if you're eager to get things going instantly, there is a solution.
Yeah, you know, nothing says spring like those colorful flowering plants in your yard. But if you can't wait for seeds to sprout, you can plant live blooms for an instant pop of color. But the key here, guys, is selecting the right type of flower for your region. And this is actually a pretty specific science. Now, the country is divided into 11 different plant hardiness zones. And to find out what your zone is, and then choose plants that are compatible with it. Now, you can find your zone on the U.S. Department of Agriculture Hardiness Zone Map.
Now, preparing the soil for your flowers is also super important. You got to have healthy soil, and you got to have the right pH levels for the types of flowers that you're planting. So step one is to test your soil. You can do this with a kit, and then you add organic matter as needed. You can add peat moss, sawdust, sand, manure, ground bark, or homemade compost to make sure that soil is just right.
Now, you also want to make sure that you water as directed. You've got to keep that soil moist, and your flowers will stay healthy. Now, we're going to talk about plaster wall finishes with Diane. What's going on?
Hi, I want to do a Venetian plaster effect in my movie room.
Okay.
And I bought the product from Lowe's, Valspar, so I'm not sure if it's a true Venetian plaster, but it's supposed to be probably an easier way to do it. And I wasn't sure if I should do it on a focal wall only or do the whole room or if that would be too much.
Leslie, what is Venetian plaster in its original form?
I believe that it's plaster with the color tinted into it. And when you put it on, it's sort of burnished in a way. So you get areas shine,
that, yeah.
And then you get areas that are, I don't want to say porous, but they kind of look like you've skipped a spot, you know, but I guess porous is the right answer. So you've got areas that look almost like coral, where it's like kind of rough and pocky, and then you've got some that are super polished. So it's a technique in the product and how you put it up.
So does it provide a texture, or is it pretty much flat?
It's kind of a combination of both, because in the areas where you've got the smooth, shiny, burnished parts, that's super flat. And then right next to it, where you have these sort of like openish spots, while it's flat, it still has like almost divots in it. So it's kind of a mix of two textures in the process of install.
And you know why I'm asking that? Because I can't tell you, Diane, how many calls we get on the show about textured surfaces that people are tired of and they want to get rid of. And it's hard, you know?
I mean, it's beautiful, and it's a finish that if you like and you're going to be in that house and it's a process that you're willing to either learn how to do or pay the expense of having it installed for you and you're going to enjoy it, I say go for it. I mean, I've seen it more popular several years ago. I don't really know of its popularity currently, but it is a very specific look, and the color can be sort of rich and muted at the same time, if that makes sense, because of the burnishing. It really is a lovely finish.
I'm thinking I just want to do maybe two focal walls instead of the whole room, but that's what I wanted your advice if you had anything to add to that.
Is this something you're doing yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're going to find that it's definitely a trial and error. Maybe do some work on a sample piece of drywall that you've sort of prepped first to sort of get that technique down so that you feel comfortable before you apply it to your walls. And then I would definitely keep it as a focal wall or an area above wainscoting or something like that, depending on the room. But definitely try a sample part first and make sure you're comfortable with the process and you're happy with the results.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, the kitchen is one of the most important places in your home for task lighting, and one place that is usually lacking is under the cabinets. We're going to share tips to brighten this space when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Choose from a tasty half-pound burger, pepperoni pizza, sandwich or hot dog with a side of fries, potato or macaroni salad, and dessert. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, north of Crown Motors and the Cypress Square Shopping Center, where our food speaks for itself.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is so frustrating.
What's up?
Well, I'm trying to order my wedding invitations on Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
Huh?
If you're thinking of buying wedding invitations online, don't do it. Call Minuteman Press of Reading and keep that business local. Planning a wedding is tough enough without hassling with details like invitations. Minuteman Press of Reading is a full-service printer that will handle your cards from design to printing to envelopes. And their staff is super friendly and knowledgeable and can help you get what you really want.
You got the number?
It's 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Call now.
Create a large tag and label it with the words Main Valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And don't you hate when you are right in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you should call us. You should download the Money Pit app at moneypit.com/ask or post your questions to our Facebook page at facebook.com/themoneypit. Because getting you unstuck, well, that is exactly what we do.
Yeah, and no matter what that project is that you're stuck on, we can help. We're like virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is. We're pretty good for 1,001 uses.
You know what that stands for, WD-40? It stands for Water Displacement Formula 40. It was a bunch of applications that were tried by the Rocket Chemical Company because they're trying to figure out how to keep moisture out of electrical circuits. And they got up to 40. And I don't know how it worked with keeping the moisture out, but the story goes that the engineer took it home and tried it on a few, I guess, squeaky doors or whatever, and turns out it was a great lubricant, and I guess, as you say, the rest is history. So WD-40, Water Displacement Formula 40.
Well, how about that? You learn something new every day. Daddy in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a patio that had some cracks in it. It is exposed aggregate. My husband dug it out and filled in the cracks. Now, our question for you is there a sealer with some colorant that we could use over the whole area?
I think what you're asking us for is a concrete stain. Sealers are always clear. So if you've got this crack filled in and you've got some color to that, then what you're going to have to do is stain the concrete to match that. And then you could seal it, but you'd have to stain it. And if you're going to stain concrete, you would use an acid stain.
Okay. Is there anything you can recommend?
Quikrete makes a great one in a couple of good colors, more neutral than anything a little crazy, but it's an easy-to-apply product. You're going to get some great coloration there. And, you know, it's a reputable brand. They know what they're doing, so I would start there.
Well, that sounds great, and I really love your show.
Thank you very much, Dottie. Good luck with that project.
Now we've got Dean in Pennsylvania on the line who's got an insulation question. What can we do for you today?
I have an older home. It has a brick exterior and then the stud walls on the inside. And between there is the airspace. And that airspace dumps down in the basement. And in the wintertime, I'm feeling the cold air sinking. And I want to try and get my kids to use the basement a little bit more, but it's a little on the chilly side. And I don't know if that's like a vent of some sort, if I'm allowed to insulate that, or will I cause problems if I close it off or what?
You can actually see where this gap opens up to the basement.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's no reason that you can't insulate that. That would be along what we call the box beam or the box insulation, and that's actually a standard place to add insulation. The other thing that you could consider doing is you could use an expandable foam in that area to kind of seal the gap if it's not too wide, or simply add some fiberglass bat insulation there. I think that's the easiest thing to do. That will stop some of that draft from getting through to the basement and make being down there a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, right. I didn't know if that was, you know, how you have insulated windows now, two panes of glass with the airspace in between. I didn't know if it was something like that.
No, there's not quite that much thought put into it. It's just kind of the way those old homes were built. So you can certainly insulate that space.
Awesome. I'll do.
All right. Well, we're glad we could help. 888-666-3974.
Well, it's kind of a missing element in most kitchens, and it's not a $7,500 range or that, you know, 4-acre refrigerator. No, it's simply good lighting, and a well-lit kitchen begins with under-cabinet task lighting. So we've got some tips to help you with that.
No, that's right. Now, these hidden fixtures are actually fairly easy to add underneath the upper wall cabinets. And what they do is they sort of bathe the countertop in really bright white light, which is great for everything from Dyson veggies to reading recipes. Now, you can connect the fixtures to dimmers as well, and then you have sort of the key to like a dramatic accent lighting effect or a nightlight for midnight snackers. I love that, you know, when you have folks over, everybody hangs out in the kitchen, so you can have a little ambiance when that's happening.
Yeah, it really is the heart of the home and the best place to hang out. Now, installing these lights really is easier than ever thanks to advances in LEDs. You can find under-cabinet lighting that works off of a battery as well as LED fixtures that can be hardwired or plugged into a spare outlet.
Now, a lot of these fixtures are also designed to be interconnected. Now, that means they're going to come with like a short wire that can be used to connect several lights together. And that makes it easier than ever to see exactly what you're doing and sort of run those lights through your entire kitchen cabinet structure. Like you could, say, run them up to the stove tube and then use the interconnection wire to actually run that wire up, say, above the range and back down again, and then pick it up on the other side. And this way, when you turn the switch on, they all come on at the same time. So lots of technology now has changed to make these easier than ever. I mean, you used to have to hardwire everything and use fluorescent bulbs. You had to change all the time. Now that's just not the case because the LED technology is just so easy and so bright. It makes it super easy to get this job done.
All right, Colleen in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering about a product called Restore. It's called Liquid Armor Resurfacer, and I have a dock that I wanted to put it on.
All right, I'm familiar with those Restore products. I've not used them, but I know what they're supposed to do. One thing I would tell you is I don't know about the brand you mentioned. I would make sure it's a brand that's been around for a long time, because we've seen some of those thick paint products do more damage than good. I know, for example, that Rust-Oleum, which is a good brand, makes a product called Restore. It works on concrete and decks as well as vertical siding. So I might start by taking a look at the Rust-Oleum product. Just make sure you stick with a name brand that's been around a long time so that you know that you've got a really good product that you're putting on the deck. And I would also make sure that you tested it in an area, maybe on a couple of deck boards, to make sure you're completely happy with it before going all in on the entire deck or dock.
And is it harder to use this type of product versus just a regular paint?
Yeah, it's going to be more difficult because it's about 10 times thicker than paint. So the application is, you know, got to be done right. You're going to use similar tools, but it's going to be slow.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. And just ahead, we're going to highlight some of our favorite earth-friendly home improvement ideas to help you save energy, water, and money next.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Now we've got Ralph in Missouri who's working on a ceiling project. Tell us what's going on.
There's two rooms upstairs. And the one side I've changed into a bedroom and put a bathroom up there. The other one, I'd like to take the existing ceiling out and put a cathedral ceiling in. I just want to open the room up. The ceilings are kind of low now. Somebody put suspended ceilings in there, which...
made it even lower.
Well, yeah, and, you know, it's got the old tongue and or lath and plaster walls and ceilings and all that. So I guess they didn't want to go to the mess. So what do? You just stick up a suspended ceiling. But anyway, I'd like to take the existing... ceiling joists out, and maybe not use the rafters for the cathedral ceiling, but add some new rafters to kind of follow the outline of the roof line. Mm-hmm. But I just want to make sure that if I pull these joists or ceiling joists out of here, that the house isn't going to fall down. You know what I mean? The walls aren't going to bow out and fall out on me.
Well, the house may not fall down, but the roof might collapse. That's not any better. You see, look, if you've got a very high-pitched roof like that, and that roof is resting on the top plate of the exterior wall, and you take the ceiling joists away, those serve the purpose of tying those exterior walls into the rest of the house. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do it, but you just can't do it without somehow replacing that structural element. I would recommend that you not do this yourself, that you get help from an architect to design this, because it's a little more complicated than what you might think. It's easy to cut stuff away. It's not so easy to put it back together in the right way. And when it comes to this kind of modification, it's got to be done just right. There's other issues too. Now, you're going to have to make sure that this cathedral ceiling is properly ventilated and properly insulated. And that's going to take some work. Otherwise, you're going to add an energy leaking hassle to your home that won't bode well. And you might want to think about adding some additional lighting like a skylight or something of that nature. So it's a project that can be done, but it's a little more complicated than meets the eye. I would get some professional design help on this, not just get out the old Sawzall and start cutting things out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's good advice.
Well, would you guys like to save water and energy and money at the same time? Well, you can if you take on a few earth-friendly home improvements. So here are a few of our favorites, and they're really easy to do.
Now, let's start with some easy water-saving ideas for your lawn and garden. Now, the amount of water a garden needs really depends on the selection of plants as well as how you are actually watering them. For example, for gardens, you need to water deeply, so you want to make sure that you soak the root zone rather than the whole yard. Now, landscaping, your plant selection really does make a big difference. If you choose native plants, you're actually going to need little or no water beyond what nature is providing in your area. Mulch is also a great idea to help lock in that soil moisture, and that's going to reduce the frequency of watering. And drip irrigation, this is another great way to save water. If you use drip irrigation or even a soaker hose, you can reduce evaporation by directing water to those plant roots.
That is so true. In fact, one time summer when one of my kids came home from college, he was so into helping us trim the bushes. He went at it, but unfortunately he did a little bit too much, kind of like cut them way down for the middle of summer. So we used drip irrigation to basically restore the entire line of bushes, because it was such an efficient way without any waste. We had that water delivered right to the root system. So it's a really good idea for lots of different uses. Now, to save some energy, there are a few other things that you might think about doing. First, shade your air conditioning compressor. You know, the hotter it gets where your AC compressor is located, the harder it has to work and the more it costs. So you can add some bushes or other screening. Just keep it at least 12 inches away from the compressor, because if it gets too close, it's going to kind of clog things up. Next, think about some shade trees. You know, the Department of Energy says that you can save 15% to 50% on cooling costs, or anywhere from $35 to $119. Plus, you get a beautiful new tree in the process. And finally, let's talk about storm windows. Not something we usually talk about this time of year, but if you have these and you have air conditioning, you need to keep them down to prevent drafts. Because if you think about it, drafts leak in the summer just as much as they do in the winter. You just don't feel it, but it's robbing your house of expensive air conditioning dollars. So keep those storm windows down if you've got central AC all summer long.
All right, thanks so much for choosing us here at the Money Pit. We're coming to you from the Angie Studio. Now, when it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, squirrels, they can be fun to watch, but not when they're using your deck as a food source. We're going to help solve that problem when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Your deck.
All right, now we've got a post here from Bob who writes, we have a cat door window insert, and I want to build a medium-sized, I love this, catio. A catio. We're going to put a cinder block foundation under it, but we also want to attach it to the vinyl side at home. Can I just nail or screw through the vinyl? I love this, a catio. All right, go for it.
A catio.
Not the catio, but attaching to the side.
It's a bad idea to attach anything to vinyl siding like that, or the cat. But no, seriously, so first of all, why are you going to build this, Bob? I mean, these are not expensive. You can look online at like Wayfair, Amazon, lots of different stores have these that are made as kits, and they're so well designed. They have all kinds of stuff inside of them for the cats to do and keep busy. So this is kind of one of those situations where I would rather buy than build. Now, in terms of attaching it, don't think that that's a really good idea, because you shouldn't be attaching like to the vinyl siding without treating it as like an intersecting wall, which means the vinyl comes off, has to be flashed, there has to be J-channel. I mean, it's a lot of work to do it right, so I would not do that. I would simply leave some space between the house and the catio. Buy one that's a kit, like I said, or if you insist on building it, build it yourself. I would leave a little bit of space, maybe 6 to 12 inches, between that cat door and the catio, and just put a little ramp there. So they don't have to jump right into the catio. They can walk across the ramp and then go inside and back and forth and so on. And this way, the only thing you're attaching is maybe this little ramp to the windowsill. You're not actually attaching the entire catio to the house, because it's really not necessary.
Unless that catio is decked out with everything they need, like a refrigerator and all the tasty treats, then definitely want them to go right to it. But otherwise, they can go down a ramp and then get to their relaxation spot. I love it. I can't wait. Can you please send me a picture of how you deck out this catio?
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Wrapping up episode 2200. We want to take this moment to thank you for being loyal listeners for all these years. It's so much fun to turn the mic on every week and just talk home improvement with everybody that calls. We hope that you've gotten a lot out of it. We know we have. And thanks so much for being a part of our Money Pit family. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Parts of Kansas were destroyed or damaged by a tornado the other Friday night. Hundreds of homes and buildings just all torn apart. Several people were injured, more than 15,000 left without power. It happened near Andover. On the scene this morning, emergency crews were finding more widespread path of destruction than was earlier estimated. Residents told KAKETV that the toll of the storm was not just physical, but also emotional.
It's really sad. I hate seeing my family cry because they lost everything. I hate that all these things are, like, gone. I keep thinking, like, what now? And, like, I have nothing, but, like, trying to stay positive.
Andover Fire Chief Chad Russell says despite the devastation, there was some good news.
We have no reports of fatalities. I continue to be happy to report that we have no rescues outstanding. So we have no one that we know of that is trapped in a building right now that's waiting for us to rescue them.
However, aside from the twister, a side problem is three University of Oklahoma meteorology students that were traveling back to Norman from storm chasing were killed in a car crash. As the flow of illegal aliens continues, Title 42 set to end next month. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott says more Americans need to let the president know they disagree with his lax policy for the southern border.
Everybody needs to start showing up to the offices of every senator and every congressman and woman, okay, in this country and demanding a change.
Scott was a guest on the Salem Radio Network.
You have to say, one, we are going to have a secure border. We don't need to have to send our National Guard troops down there to do it. Our Border Patrol can do it if you give them the resources and you let them do their job.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Ecuador's president's declaring a state of emergency in response to drug trafficking violence. The latest from the BBC's Anna Aslan.
Under the state of emergency, thousands of troops will be deployed to the streets and some neighborhoods will be placed under curfew. This is the second time President Lasso has used emergency powers to counter violence in the country, which has increased in recent years. The government blames the rise on drug trafficking gangs, who use the country as a transit point for exporting narcotics to the United States and Europe. The state of emergency that President Lasso put in place in October faced criticism from the Constitutional Court. It halved the emergency period to 30 days and said the military should only support police operations.
The Israeli military today said it arrested a pair of Palestinian assailants who allegedly shot and killed a security guard at the entrance of a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. The detention followed a manhunt launched after the attack late Friday. More at townhall.com. Headcounts are down at public schools, and now budgets are too.
School systems feeling the pinch from enrollment losses tied to the pandemic. Funding is driven partly by student headcounts, and emergency provisions in many states allowed them to maintain funding at pre-pandemic levels. But like the billions of dollars of federal relief money that helped schools weather the crisis, those measures were not meant to last forever. One school system in Kansas City eliminating more than 100 jobs, Oakland, California closing 7 schools. Other districts around the nation are merging classrooms and leaving teaching positions unfilled. Jason Walker reporting.
With oil companies reporting big profits, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing them of profiteering, hoarding the profits, and exploiting American families. A number of Democrats are proposing a holiday on the federal gas tax. More at townhall.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you guys planning to do around your house, your home, your condo, your yurt this weekend? You got a project you want to get done? You need some help solving a problem? You got a decor situation, a dilemma? Do you want to spruce up your outdoor spaces? You want to work on your kitchen, your bathroom, or just fix that squeaky floor once and for all? Whatever's on your to-do list, we are here to help. This is episode 2201. You can always listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Coming up on today's show, winter's harsh winds and snow and ice can definitely weaken your roof, which allows just about now those heavy spring rains to seep right through. And that's why it's a good time for a roof inspection. We're going to share some tips on how you can do just that.
And just last month, the average national price for regular gas reached its highest price ever. Ever, guys.
That's amazing. Like ever, as in the history of the United States. Ever. Wow.
Right. Like the gas crisis in the 70s, like nowhere near this.
Right.
This is ridiculously expensive. I mean, it's kind of unheard of. Well, anyway, guys, that strain is impacting consumers and businesses in ways that we've never before imagined, including the cost of home improvement. So we're going to share some tips on how to work with contractors during these unusual times.
And we're also going to talk laundry rooms, because that might seem like a safe space, but anywhere there's extreme heat and lots of water, well, there's the potential for trouble. So we're going to walk you through the most common trouble spots and tell you how to prevent leaks, stop fires, and mechanical breakdowns.
So pick up the phone, send us an email, post your questions. Whichever way you want to get in touch, we are standing by to help you out with whatever home improvement projects you've got on deck for this weekend or the rest of the weekends for the summer. Let us give you a hand.
So give us a call right now. You can reach us at 888 Money Pit. You can also post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That is the best way to get in touch with us because we answer those questions first. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
George in Iowa is on the line with a decking question. What can we do for you today?
The wife and I have done the ceiling with the deck twice. And both times, the first time it lasted a year and it peeled up. And we sealed it again last year, and it peeled up again this time after the winter snow had melted. So we're not sure if you have any tips or some advice for us to help us out there.
Well, you might want to think about doing a deck do-over where you just pull off the decking material and add a composite deck, keep the structure. You won't have to do this again. Some of the decking sealants, if you don't strip down to the original lumber, they never absorb properly, and they'll beat up and they'll peel off. So your options are to do that, strip off everything that you have there, and you literally got to strip it off down to the wood and sand it. And then you can use a primer and a solid color stain, and that will give you the maximum chance of adhering. The other thing you might want to think about doing, as I mentioned earlier, is doing sort of a deck makeover where you pull up the deck boards and then you replace just the deck surface boards with a composite like Veranda, for example, which is available at the Home Depot. And this way you'll never have to worry about staining again. You can even keep your existing railing, or you could, you know, go further and change out the railing as well. But it doesn't affect the structure of the deck because the material is still sitting on top of the old original joists. Just that the deck surface has now been completely made over. It looks great, and you never have to worry about staining or sealing again because it's a lot of work, and you don't want to have to do it every year, that's for sure. Make sense?
Nope, that makes sense. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
George, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Tina in Tennessee on the line who has a roofing issue at her money pit. What's going on?
Yes, we need to replace the shingles. Some of them come off, and it's this older home, two-story, and it's got plywood under there, and then the shingles. So I didn't know. I kind of wanted to put a metal roof back on, and I was wanting to know, do you have to take the shingles off all the way down to the plywood, or would it be better? You know, sometimes they do that and strip that with planks or plywood or whatever. Or would it be better to remove all that, or could I leave it on, or how's the best way?
So, I mean, I think a contractor will tell you you can leave the shingles on, but I think it's a bad idea. There's no purpose for them to be there. What they tend to act as sort of like a heat sink. You'll get a lot hotter roof as a result of that, and then that heat radiates down through the house, increases your air conditioning costs. If you leave a layer of shingles on and put asphalt on top of that, then the upper layer of roof shingles don't last nearly as long as the original because now, again, they're just being heated an excessive amount of time. So I would recommend that you go right down to the plywood. Metal roofs are always a great choice. They are a lifetime roof. They're very expensive. But once you do it, and if you do it right, you pretty much never have to replace that roof. Or if you want to try to, you know, just go with a roof that's going to last you, say, 20, 25 years, I would take those old shingles off, and I would put a good quality asphalt shingle back on there and then just enjoy the next quarter century with that roof.
If I put the metal roof on, I still need to probably take the shingles off.
I recommend that. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Now we've got Mark in Oregon on the line who needs some help with a hardwood flooring project. Tell us what you're working on.
Got an old wood floor, hardwood floor that is looking kind of rough, but I don't really want to put a showroom shine on it, but yet I still want to keep it protected, and I kind of want to keep it clean. So I was wondering if there's a product that you would suggest to more or less not refinish it, but yet keep it maintained, I guess.
Well, so what you're saying is that you don't want to go all in and have it and like totally sand it down. You just want to sort of brush it up a little bit. Is that correct?
Yeah, because it's well used. It's in a dining room, but yet I think I kind of like that antique or almost museum look to it.
Is any of it worn down to the bone? Do you see the raw wood anywhere, or is it just scuffed up a bit?
It's pretty much scuffed and worn down, I would say. Yeah, but it's not bad looking. It's just I just don't want to really put a shine on it and make it look like it's a brand new hardwood floor.
You're going to need to pull the furniture out of the room, and then you have to do a light sanding of the floor. If it's not really worn out to the point where like it's got cracks or crevices or digs or, you know, areas where the stain is missing or anything like that, it's just sort of roughed up a bit, You can do a light sanding, and the easiest way to do that is with a floor sander and a sanding screen on it. You go out and rent one of these floor sanders like you see used at a commercial building or the mall or someplace like that, and then they'll give you at the store a couple of sanding screens that go underneath it. And then you very carefully and slowly, you do like a light sanding of the whole thing, and then you'll have to hand sand along the baseboard and the corners and so on. Then damp mop it just to make sure you get up all of the dust, vacuum and damp mop it. And then what you can do is apply two or three coats of satin polyurethane. I mean, you can even get flat polyurethane if you want absolutely no sheen to it, but satin usually has just enough sheen to protect it but not be too obvious. And you apply that with, not with a brush, but with a lamb's wool applicator. You pretty much mop it on with the lamb's wool applicator. And stay out of the room for a couple of days and you'll be good to go.
Well, it sounds great to me. I'll give it a try.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie, so download the app today.
And just ahead, you've heard the saying about April showers. Well, you better make sure your roof is ready for that downpour. We're going to share some tips on how to do your own roof inspection in today's Roof Review Tip, presented by RoofMax, after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance, one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie will handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you guys enjoy this radio show, we definitely think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. Now, you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Now we're heading over to Delaware, where Margie has a crawl space question. What can we help you with?
I'd like to know if you should put plastic on the ground underneath your house. We have like a 3 foot, so you can climb under there. Should we lay plastic on that for a barrier, for a moisture barrier underneath that, like a ranch house?
Is it underneath the entire house or is it just under a certain area?
No, it's underneath the entire house. So you can crawl under and... Someone said you should put plastic on top of the dirt.
Now, are you having any moisture issues inside the house?
Not really. We were just thinking it would be a good idea to do that.
Now, generally, with an enclosed crawl space or one that's, you know, smaller scale to an entire home, we would always recommend putting down sort of a plastic sheathing, and you want to fill the entire space. And in areas where you do have to have seams, you want to make sure that you overlap, you know, a good foot or two so that it really lays down nicely. Now, Tom, would you do that if it's under the entire house?
Yeah, I put it down across the crawl space floor along the entire house because it stops the moisture in the soil from wicking up and evaporating up into the air and then getting the insulation damp and making it ineffective. So it's always a good idea to have, it's called a vapor barrier, and have that down on top of that soil surface. You also want to check the exterior, though, to make sure that your gutters are clean, the downspouts are extended. It's part of a moisture management solution. It's not just, you know, one-off.
You want to make sure you're limiting the amount of moisture that actually gets to that, you know, the dirt or the soil underneath the crawl space. So if you make sure that your gutters are extending away from the house, you know, a good 3 feet or so, and not depositing the water back towards that crawl space. You know, any sort of planting bedded areas, you want to make sure that that soil slopes away. You just want to do your best that you can to move the moisture away.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Chuck in Rhode Island needs some help cleaning something. What's going on at your money pit?
How would you suggest I go about removing blood stains from carpeting?
Well, I'm assuming since you're calling in, it's nothing that we want to hide or cover up, correct?
No. Oh, no, 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 no.
All right. Have they been down there a long time?
Yeah, about 6 months.
All right. So there's a couple of different things that you can try, one of which is to make a paste out of salt. And so you take a bowl of cold water and you put enough salt in to make a bit of a paste. And then you apply that to the carpet, let it sit a bit, brush it in with like a small brush, like a small old hairbrush or a toothbrush, and see if it starts to lift the stains away. You can dab it with water to kind of thin out the salt. Then after it dries, you can vacuum it, and that will pull all the rest of the salt off of it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's one way to do it. The other way to do it is to try to make a mixture of hydrogen peroxide up and water. This hydrogen peroxide will also clean up blood. I always say to try this, though, in an area that's inconspicuous because it also has somewhat of a bleaching effect. We don't want to have you bleach out the carpet. So you can try it in a corner, under furniture, in a closet, wherever, you know, wherever you have a less visible area.
What ratio of the peroxide to water?
Well, no, actually, you can just put the peroxide on without water. Just put like 3% hydrogen peroxide.
Okay, I'll try those items and see what happens.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Well, spring is a season of renewal, and that includes your roof. Now, winter's harsh winds, snow, and ice definitely can weaken the roof, allowing spring's heavy rains to seep right on through. That's why now is the perfect time for a roof inspection. We're going to share how to do just that in today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. First of all, using a pro to inspect your roof once a year is the best way that you can spot problems early. However, there are plenty of things that you can do yourself to identify signs of a potential leak.
And that's right. So you want to start inside by checking the ceilings on upper floors for any stains or other signs of leaks. Now, pay special attention to the ceilings above bathrooms or kitchens because plumbing vents pass through the roof above these spaces, and those pipes can often break down where they go through the roof, and that can cause leaks. Also check for leaks above fireplaces, which is another spot loose flashing can allow rain to seep in.
Next, you want to head outside and examine your roof from the ground using binoculars or even a camera with a zoom lens. Now, you want to look for loose or missing shingles, as well as loose flashing around the chimney, the pipes, or where the walls and the roof come together. Now, if you spot any problem areas, it's a lot easier to get minor problems fixed now before they become those major leaks later.
And that's today's roof review tip presented by RoofMax. A RoofMax treatment restores flexibility and waterproofing protection of aging asphalt shingle roofs, extending life by as much as 15 years. RoofMax treatments come with a 5-year flexibility guarantee and is purchased through a nationwide network of factory-trained and certified dealers who also apply the treatment. Learn more at RoofMax.com. That's Roof, M-A-X-X.com.
Louise in Texas is on the line and needs some help cleaning up after a gardening project gone awry. Tell us what happened.
Oh, yes. We have these insidious vines. One found its way in a crack. I guess my windows weren't very good. And it grew into a back bedroom that I had closed off this winter. And it grew across my wall and onto the ceiling. So I pulled it down and cut it off, and I went outside, and now it has left behind hard stuff on there that I can't get off. I don't know how to get it off without damaging the wall.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and whenever you have a vine attached to a house, those attachment points are really insidious. They're very hard to get off, and it really takes nothing more than elbow grease. And so if you're talking about a drywall surface here, you're literally going to have to sand that surface, lightly abrade that surface, because you don't want to cut through the paper to get off anything that the vine left behind. Then once you're done sanding it, then you have to prime it, and you need to use a good quality primer here and prime the entire surface, if not the entire room, and then repaint the room. But there's no way to clean what's left behind with that vine debris. You have to actually physically abrade it off, scrape it, prime it, sand it to get rid of it. And if you want to slow down those vines from growing on the outside of your house, think about spraying Roundup on them. Roundup, you spray it on the leaves, and it goes down through the plant's infrastructure and kills them at the roots, and that might help get it under control. All right, Louise, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Alan, Idaho is on the line with a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
You know, when I first bought the house, a contractor buddy of mine said it was no big deal. He gave me some epoxy, said to drill some holes in it, and squirted in there until it mushed out all the way through, and then just go ahead and smooth it off. Well, it did seal it, but it's cracked right again beside it.
Okay, so you have a crack in the foundation that you filled with epoxy, and it's continuing to crack. Is that the case?
Right.
How old is your house?
67 is when it was built.
All right, so it's concrete block wall or cinder block wall, correct?
It's concrete.
Now, do you have any drainage issues around the house?
Not that I know of.
Have you had any moisture in the basement or signs of that?
The only time I've ever had any moisture in the basement is the previous owner drilled a hole in the floor and run the condensate drain to the air conditioner into the floor.
All right, that's not the kind of moisture we're concerned about. The reason I ask that question is because it sounds like your wall is a little unstable and that's continuing to move. And the first thing to do when that happens, if it's not a serious crack, not one where the wall's being displaced, is to make sure that your grading and your drainage conditions are absolutely letter perfect, because the more water that soaks around the outside of that house, the more water that comes off gutters and gets discharged against the wall, the weaker that foundation gets. It's kind of like this. When it's rainy and you walk across a field, you sink into the mud because wet dirt is not as strong as dry dirt. So we want to try to keep the dirt around your house, and specifically under your footing, as dry as possible. So drainage control is important. Now, beyond that, if this is just sort of a hairline crack that's forming, is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, it is. Well, the original one was a pretty good size crack. But
well, what I would do if it's a hairline crack is I would fill it with silicone caulk, because it will expand and contract and won't, you know, epoxy is pretty stiff if it's going to break and crack through it. So I would just fill it with silicone caulk. That will just keep out some moisture and drafts from coming through it.
All right. And now if I dig down, I know it doesn't go clear to the footing because I've been down that far. I dug down to see how far it went down. And so dig down and suggest maybe tarring it up below grade.
I wouldn't go through all that. I mean, right now it's I would just improve the drainage conditions and seal the crack from the inside where you can.
Okay.
All right. I don't think it's going to really add to it to tar up the whole foundation. You don't seem to have any major moisture problem here, so we're just trying to deal with the drafts and any potential leakage in the future.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, the strain of increased gas prices is impacting consumers and businesses in ways that we've never before imagined, including the cost of home improvement. We're going to share some tips on how to work with contractors during these very unusual times coming up.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with the new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Fly nonstop from Reading to Las Vegas for as low as $39 one way with Avelo Airlines. Feeling like that weekend getaway? You can be in Vegas by lunch and enjoy all that Las Vegas has to offer. Great food, entertainment, and fun. Don't forget about those Raiders games this fall. With small lines and easy parking, flying from Reading with Avelo just got a whole lot better with flights to Vegas. Say hello to Avelo and book direct now at AveloAir.com.
Ionic sensors that see fire with photoelectric sensors for the greatest protection. Another convenient feature is the reset or silencer button. This allows you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burned toast, and then goes back to full alert. Resetting your detector is always a much better idea than removing the battery, which you could forget to put back. Keeping your smoke detectors in good working order could be a matter of life and death. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, just last month, the average national price for regular gas reached its highest price ever, like ever, in the history of gas sales in America. Now, that strain is impacting consumers and businesses in ways that we've never before imagined, and that includes contractors, the guys we hire to help maintain and improve our homes. In fact, according to a survey by Angie, nearly 95% of pros say that higher gas prices have definitely had an impact on their businesses, and nearly 75% say that they're going to be raising prices to make up for this added expense.
With us to talk about this impact and to offer some tips on how to work with contractors during these unusual times is Misha Fisher. Misha is the chief economist for Angie. Welcome, Misha.
Hey, great to be with you, Bill. This is fun.
This is crazy. I mean, the record gas prices are having an impact on home projects pretty much at every level, from big to small. I was fascinated by your survey where you describe a well-established landscape contractor whose practice was, as many do, to always provide free estimates. And they actually figured that the cost of that free estimate was about $10, which was manageable. But today, it's more like $40. And so for the first time in the history of their business, they need to start charging for estimates. I mean, that is an uncomfortable shift for both the business and for the consumers.
Yeah, that's right. There's real consequences for raising gas prices because, you know, it's not free to go anywhere. It used to be pretty cheap. About a year ago, it was under $3 a gallon, $2.87 or so. And this year, like you said in that intro, it's up around $4.20, $4.25 a gallon.
Oh my gosh, ours here in New York have been even higher. I mean, I can't even believe it. So now you've got, you know, inflation causing the material prices to go up. You've got labor shortages. That's kind of increasing the cost of labor across the home services. But now the gas prices. So you're kind of getting it from every direction.
Right. Yeah, you really are when you're looking at that project. It's going to cost you a little bit more on each one of those fronts because, as you said, materials are up already. You know, you're looking at, you know, inflation in things like plywood and other sorts of common inputs, paint, those things are 20 to 40% higher than they were a year ago. And then on top of that, the gas price doesn't just impact you when you're talking about the pros' cost of driving to you. It's also all those materials, right? Building materials in particular are heavy, and that takes a lot of petroleum to move those things around.
Yeah, every part of the supply chain is impacted. But you say there's some ways that you and your pros can work together to help manage those expectations and manage sort of a positive working relationship through all of these extra costs. What do you suggest?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different things homeowners should do. And so, I mean, the first one is you should really have open communication with your pro, because if you don't understand what's going on, how do you plan for it? And likewise, it allows the pro to understand what your expectations are. So the first thing is just make sure you're communicating and talking about this. Don't make it be a subject that you're not bringing up. Talk about gas prices. Talk about if they're building that in for estimates or for extra costs on jobs that they're doing, or if they're going to pass on that cost to you if they need to run to the lumber store another couple of extra times. And then on top of that, though, expect the extra charge, right? You should really sort of build that in as well. So those two things, I think, are two of the top tips that really come together in terms of how you think about that. But there's some other things you can do too. So, like, one really practical strategy would be if you can bundle all of your home projects together, that allows the pro to save those trips. It also potentially allows you to have more done in one go. It's good for your pocketbook. It's good for the environment too, if people care about limiting the amount of emissions that are going on to service their projects. And, you know, in that same spirit, you can also book pros that are closer to your home. So if you book pros that are closer to your home, then again, less gas prices, less driving around.
I mean, is there hope in sight? Does it seem like things are going to start to calm down? Because this lady here is the dummy who, because my family suddenly grew with, you know, my boyfriend and his son with us all the time, I went from just the three of us to five of us and upgraded to, like, the biggest car you've ever seen, truck that costs gajillions of dollars. And I'm at a loss here.
Well, the good news is it's a comfortable ride, right? That's sort of
I mean, it's like driving in a living room, but it also is like, you know, $90 to fill up.
Right. Yeah, that's hard. So gas prices are a classic story of supply and demand. Right now, demand is up. A lot of supply got turned off during the pandemic. If people think back at the height of the pandemic, the spot price for gas, so the actual price to take possession of it, went negative. So people were, like, paying to get rid of it because there was so much of it because everything got turned off. And right now we're dealing with sort of the flip side. It's coming back on. There's a lot of demand for it. Supply hasn't come back online yet. And so, you know, I don't think that we're going to see the same rate of gas price increase going forward. I think it'll probably normalize. But in your case, I would say, you know what, just enjoy that nice ride and don't think too much about what you're paying at the pump.
Misha, you know what I think one of the problems is with this situation is it really comes to credibility. And here's why I say that, because every time there is a single storm somewhere that affects gasoline production, it could be a storm or it could be a ship that went down, anything like that that gets it in the news, the next day, the corner gas station you've been going to every single day, all of a sudden, it's 10 cents more. You know it's the same gas that was in the tank the day before, but now it's 10% more because way across the country somewhere, there was an accident. And then when you get surcharges on fuel, they always go up. They never come off. I think if I was in this business and I was really concerned of it, I would say to my customers, because of the additional expenses of fuel, we are going to add a surcharge of X. We're doing this from this date to this date, so you know there's an end date. And then on the end date, if gas prices are down to this level, we will reevaluate or it will come off so that people really know what to expect. Because I think that sometimes consumers just don't believe it. They think it's going to be added and it'll just never come back off.
Trust is huge. You really got to make sure that trust is in there. So I think your suggestion is a good one. And certainly if there's any pros listening, I think include a free estimate if you get the job, right? I mean, pass the cost of the estimate back on to a consumer if you do get the job, if you charge them for the estimate. But then also, yeah, be honest about the source of the higher price. And if prices dip back down to $2.50 a gallon, then make sure those surcharges go away.
Excellent. Misha Fisher, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You are always so on top of these trends, and we really do appreciate your insight. Misha Fisher is the chief economist for Angi. The place to go if you need to find a pro for your project is Angi. Go to Angi.com, A-N-G-I.com. Thanks again, Misha. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.
Coming up, the laundry room might seem safe enough, but anywhere there's extreme heat and lots of water, there's potential for trouble. We're going to walk you through the most common trouble spots and tell you how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace that damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
That's right. Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft, deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's A-B as in boy, A-T-R-O-N.com. Abitron. A new year means new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
No one likes stepping onto a cold tile floor in the winter, especially with bare feet.
With SunTouch floor warming, that never has to happen again. You can easily install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and enjoy warm floors for just pennies a day.
Fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro. SunTouch has all the products and support you need.
Join millions of households across America and choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And that's where you'll find The Money Pit app. If you post your question to The Money Pit app, you will get the answer first. The Money Pit is coming to you today from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However, you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Well, whether you're thinking of remodeling your laundry room or you just want the most trouble-free laundry room possible, there's a few simple things that you can do to greatly reduce chances of flooding and fires. First of all, let's start with the basics. Let's talk about those water supply hoses. Now, most washers use those rubber-based water supply lines. The problem here is that those hoses, they're eventually going to swell and then they're going to break. And when that happens, they can release an unlimited amount of water, which can cause major damage. The solution is pretty simple. You just replace those rubber water lines with braided steel water lines, and they're made to withstand the daily stresses and are virtually leak-proof and super easy to install.
Now, if you've got separate water valves for hot and cold water, take the opportunity to upgrade to a single lever turnoff valve, and that's going to turn both hot and cold water off at the same time. If turning the valve off is made easy, then you can turn the valve off between uses and never have to worry about a leak. Now, another option is to install an automatic shutoff valve. Now, the way this works is the valves are smart and they can detect when too much water is running through the line, such as what happens with a broken hose. And so you'll catch that unusual water flow before it turns into a waterfall, like cascading through your light fixtures and into the rooms below.
Now, next, let's talk about your dryer. The most common source of laundry room fires is a clogged dryer vent. In fact, lint that collects in dryer exhaust ducts are responsible for multiple deaths and nearly 15,000 dryer fires each year. The solution is to always empty that lint trap and then every 6 months clean out the dryer exhaust duct. Now, there's a handy tool called a lint eater, and it does that very easily. It's a rotating brush that's mounted on a flexible rod that attaches to a drill. You just run it in and out of the dryer exhaust, and then it pulls out the most ridiculous amount of lint. Whether it's been 6 months or a year, there's always something. And if you wait a long amount of time, the amount that comes out, it's insane.
It is. It's crazy. But lastly, make sure your exhaust duct is made from metal and not plastic. If you've got the old style dryer ducts that are like flexible plastic, replace them. Get a metal duct to make sure your system is operating as safe as possible. So just a few simple steps to do right now. It's going to keep things running smoothly and avert any potential laundry room disaster.
Dan in Pennsylvania is on the line with a plumbing question. What can we help you with?
Yes, my son has an older house with cast iron or steel drain pipes, and the main line goes straight down from the toilet and then under the basement floor. And he's continually getting clogged because of the cast iron gets rough over time and tends to catch things. So I'm wondering, do you realize normal drain lines, you drop them an inch a foot so you don't get too fast to drain and siphon out the traps. But can you, with the main line, can you do pretty much whatever you want with that, like, say, 245s and then straight down to get it to the edge of the property? And then that way I don't have to tear up a little bit to get to out of the house with the plastic pipe.
Well, you may not have to tear anything up. There's a pipe lining technology that you can consider where essentially they reline the cast iron pipes with a fiberglass sleeve that's smooth and doesn't have those types of obstructions. It also helps stop root growth that can sometimes get into the seams of cast iron piping.
Okay.
And that can be done with the pipes in place. You wouldn't have to tear anything up.
I would have to cut the pipe, though, I guess, because it goes down and then underneath a portion of the basement at like some sort of probably a 90, and there may be a trap in under the basement floor as well.
Well, but all of this can be done without you having to access it, because the way the pipe lining works is, first of all, they put a camera down there to figure out which way the drains are going, and they can do that with a pipe camera. And then they run what looks kind of like a fiberglass sock through the pipe, and it's kind of like, if you can imagine turning a sock inside out, they do that with water pressure, and it turns inside out and sort of forms against the inner walls of the cast iron pipe and then sort of dries and hardens to this sort of very strong, smooth surface that won't obstruct the flow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. You are tuned to the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all of your home improvement projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, green home improvement choices are everywhere, but it isn't always clear how much you're actually helping the planet and yourself with the choices you're making. We're going to share some tips to help you sort it all out in today's edition of My Last Word.
Live in a body pit.
KCR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8255.
8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Just in time for Mother's Day. From cottage to culture, whimsical garden accessories, and fashionable jewelry, including pendants, pins, and pearls, you'll find them at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Anderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your home improvement projects. Help yourself first. Reach out to us by posting your questions at moneypit.com/ask.
Carol wrote in saying, I've got a double sink, and when I have suds in the larger sink, they back up into the second sink. I've had a plumber come in and snake the line, but he can't find anything. What's going on?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty common problem when you have double sinks, but there's really only two reasons that that happens. And the number one reason is because that main drain is clogged. Now, I'm glad the plumber snaked it out. I don't know which drains he snaked out, and I hope he did the right one. And I hope he also did the vent. But if you want to just try this, you can pour a cup of fresh baking soda down the drain, followed by one cup of white vinegar. Just make sure you put a stopper on the other sinkhole to cover the drain opening, and then wait about 15 minutes for the vinegar and baking soda to kind of unclog your drain. Then you can take out the stopper and run some hot water down both sides and see if that helps. But the second reason, and in your case, since you already had it snaked, I think this is more likely. The second reason, when they're not adequately vented, that can cause the sink to drain slowly, and maybe it's just backing up as a result of that.
All right, Carol, and hey, if it unclogs it sooner, Tom, is it going to burst that cork out of the second sink? Because that's kind of fun.
I don't think so. Well, green home improvement options seem to be multiplying lately, and it's not always clear how much you're actually helping the planet and yourself with the choices you make. Les is going to help us sort it all out in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, take it away.
Yeah, you know, when you go to the supermarket, you see things like organic and healthy. It's trying to make you feel like those are the better things for you. Same goes when you go to the home improvement store. Building products, fixtures, they can all be greenwashed and kind of hide their true value behind those big prices and even bigger claims. So we've got to sort out what of these home improvement-related products, how are they really being environmentally friendly? And so we've got to really take a look at how we determine if a product is truly green. So you want to start by considering the basics, the raw materials that go into that product and where they come from. You've got to remember that anything that's got to be transported a long, long way, you know, that brings with all kinds of other precious resources into that equation. So you've got to really think about, like, is it worth it to get that from all the way over there? What is that really helping and saving? Now, next, you got to look at the adhesives, the coatings, the finishes that are used to make that product viable, and whether or not that manufacturing process leads to the release of harmful substances, you know, things like volatile organic compounds, VOCs. You've also got to consider that in the packaging, because how those things are built, put together, finished, and how they're packaged really impacts how much of those VOCs are being released into your home's environment during and then after the installation. Now, a product's afterlife is also a factor in determining its greenness. Just as there are benefits to selecting a product that's made from sustainable ingredients, you need to know that those ingredients can then be recycled or reclaimed or repurposed when your time with that product is over. All good things do come to an end, and when that happens, a green one is a much more preferred product. So you got to be smart, guys, and pay attention.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, are you planning a project to improve your outdoor spaces but want to be confident it is a good investment? We'll share details on a project that does just that in the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
So, your tax refund just arrived? Forget the new car stereo. Spend your money on finally fixing up that eyesore with a new paint job or collision repair at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Whether it's peeling paint, dents, or rust, Mako offers free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Or stop by Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Are even included. And the Renewal by Andersen certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.